Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Kentucky tomorrow night. Can the Dogs bounce back?
Well, here's the big thing with the Dogs right now. That was obviously a gut punch that hit Georgia last week. And now for the Dogs, it's about responding. And in many ways, if Georgia does win this game and gets things going back in the right direction, has a good season, maybe the elements tomorrow will be another positive, because it's not an easy thing. This is not a 3:30 perfect day between the hedges. It's going to be at 6 o'clock. I mean, the crowd, we got the greatest fans in the world, but with the rain, it's, you know, the crowd's going to be down at Sanford Stadium. I mean, it just is. You get it. It's going to be raining like crazy all day long, and Georgia's got to overcome a lot. So I think it will be a challenge, and I think Kentucky now playing Bowden at quarterback, and as we've talked all week, they got to be thinking, you know, maybe last year we had Benny Snell. That would have been a good idea too. But anyways, I think Bowden gives them that big play potential offensively, and he was so good last week against Arkansas. But this is about Georgia. This is about the Dogs playing well, and like we said, you got to clean up the turnovers, clean up the penalties. That's easier said than done when you're going to be playing in rain and wind. So, you know, hopefully Georgia can push through and win the game. You're never going to defeat Mother Nature, but hopefully Mother Nature doesn't defeat Georgia. And if the Dogs do come out on top, I think it's one that the guys can kind of look back on for a couple of days and say, you know what, we went out there, that was a tough win. That's what we needed. And that is what Georgia needs. Georgia needs to play well tomorrow night. And again, it's going to be under adverse circumstances, but I think that just adds to the toughness level, and we're going to see how tough this team is tomorrow night.
Georgia has scored 40 points in its last two home games, which includes a double overtime.
That's total.
Total points in its last two home games, which includes some extra play last week where Georgia only managed 4 total yards. So what's a point total that you would find acceptable for our offense tomorrow?
I think we got to get into the 30s tomorrow, even with the weather.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Just, I mean, to put everyone's mind at least a little bit at ease during that bye week before, you know, you got to go to Jacksonville and play a Florida defense that before last week when they faced LSU on the road has been lights out so far.
Terrific, yeah.
And they got a great defensive line. They like to bring havoc. And last week they were able to get off the field on third down, 1 for 4.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
11 yards a play for LSU.
LSU failed to convert 3 out of 4 third downs, though.
That's one where statistics can be telling, but you have to look at the numbers behind the numbers.
Yeah. Hey, but third and Grantham was dialed up last.
So that's one of those, like at damn Yankees, if you made the deal with the devil, all right, Florida fans, you're only going to give up 25. Oh, I'll take that. Yeah, it's 1 for 4.
Yeah. All right, so other things we want to finish drives. Don't want to turn the ball over.
Got to score.
Yeah, and when you get inside Kentucky territory, you got to put points on the board. What was it, seven times last week for a total of how many points?
Zero. Seven times. We had 7 possessions in their territory when we didn't score.
When we didn't score, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's just.
Yeah, you're not gonna win.
You know what that's going to do, Jeff?
You're going to lose.
That's going to get you beat.
That'll get you beat. Every time. You plus 4 turnovers
right.
And the penalties. Yeah, it's going to get you beat.
Yeah, you turn the ball over, you don't finish drives, you're going to get beat. And
I thought we were done talking about last week.
Well, all right, we are now. All right, moving on then in the 5-5. Games tomorrow, you got there are 7 intra-conference games, but Georgia and Kentucky, Vandy and Missouri, Tennessee and Alabama. I guess really Auburn and Arkansas and LSU and Mississippi State don't cross that 3-touchdown threshold.
Right.
But of those, and don't say us, Which is the one that you rank them like in order of most likely to be the stunning upset to the least likely?
Yeah, I think you hit on it, and you just look at that number. I was pretty stunned when we were at the Blind Pig. I said, oh, Texas A&M is going to beat Ole Miss this year. And you go, really? What's the number? 5.5? Ooh, that's worrisome for the Aggies. So I would have to say that would be number one. I think Georgia's going to beat Kentucky. Missouri's not going to lose to Vandy. Alabama's not going to lose to Tennessee. I think Arkansas, Chris, has got a better chance to hang around with Auburn than State does with LSU. And was it last year that Arkansas outgained Auburn? Auburn still beat them big.
Yeah, but there was – I think Auburn might have – they had a couple of knots. The final was 30-3.
Right, right.
And but, yes, Arkansas did outgain Auburn in that game. And even, I think, you know, Auburn ended up not having a couple possessions because they scored on special teams, and I think they might have had a defensive touchdown too.
Sure.
But even like that's where the yards per play were still in Arkansas's favor a year ago, but they still won big. Last year it was three, and I'm pretty sure in 2017 Arkansas only scored 3 points against Auburn too. So, like, Auburn's been shutting them down. But they would love to have Gus Malzahn be their head coach. But if they want that to happen, they need to beat Auburn.
Yeah, that's one of the
get them on the hot seat.
But at least Arkansas, the last two games, as you said, they've been competitive. As always, that game with Texas A&M, that's a phenomenal game every year. Doesn't matter where they are. A&M always wins, and it's always close.
But it's tight, and you don't know why.
Yeah, and it was again. And Arkansas had the lead against Kentucky, and then Lynn Bowden got hot and turned it there. And I think South Carolina and Florida is going to be a terrific game. I really do. I think Florida will win a close game, something like 21-17 tomorrow.
Yeah, 56-3 Auburn in 2016, and then 34-3 last season. Arkansas did score 20 against them in 2017, though, but Auburn had 52. So two of the last three meetings between Arkansas and Auburn, War Eagles defense has muscled up and held the Pigs to just a field goal. But both of those games were in Jordan-Hare. So
right.
The one 2 years ago that was in Fayetteville, Arkansas did make it to 20. With Butthead's dad was still coaching them.
Then.
Now he's the Patriots D-line coach, and he's mixing it up with Michael Bennett. We had philosophical differences
okay.
is what he said.
Brett Bielema.
All right, moving on in the 5-5, the Falcons and the Rams on Sunday. We'll talk a little NFL. Now, it has been 242 defensive snaps since the Falcons last had a sack.
Say that again.
242
Good
defensive
Lord.
Snaps since the Falcons last had a sack. It was in, I believe, the third quarter of the loss to the Colts.
Ooh, that was a bad game.
They were able to get to Jacoby Brissett. Can they get to Goff on Sunday? Gurley's going to be back. No Desmond Trufant for Atlanta for a second straight week. Can the Falcons win this game?
You say yes. Vegas, what's the number, 3.5?
A field goal.
That leads you to think that, yeah, maybe the Falcons can. I was reading up on the Rams. I've only gotten to see them play against the Saints. And apparently Andrew Whitworth, who's one of the great offensive lineman in franchise history. He's a phenomenal player at LSU. He's in, what, his 15th, 16th year? He was a Bengal, and now with the Rams, I mean, he has been a great, great player. But it sounds like Father Time's kind of caught up with him a little bit, and he's struggling some, which, I mean, God, can you imagine playing that position for 16 years?
And then, like, still wanting to after all that time?
Oh, my gosh. So maybe with Whitworth's struggles there, Maybe the Falcons are able to get him a sack tomorrow. But I'm just not high on Goff. I know you're really not either. And I mean, it's just amazing how quick it could turn. I mean, they were the darlings of the NFL last year. They did wind up making the Super Bowl. Of course, they got a good call against the Saints. But, you know, Gurley was rolling before Cooper Kupp got hurt. I mean, they were just moving the ball as good as any team, maybe even since the greatest show on turf, Rams, since that edition. But it has ground to a screeching halt there.
Well, they treated us to that that phenomenal Monday Night Football game with the Chiefs.
Unbelievable game.
But, yeah, then they ran into the Patriots in the Super Bowl and only scored 3 points, and it's been pretty much just due south from there. And, like, they're right now they're the third best team in that division because the Niners are undefeated, and you know somehow the Seahawks have some voodoo going for them.
They sure do. I think it's a deal with the Rams, though, Chris. When you look at where they are in that division, and this is one of those things where I did disagree whenever Bill Parcells would say, well, you are what your record is. Well, they're tougher schedules. There's some division. The Arizona Cardinals made the Super Bowl 1 year going 9-7.
Yeah.
The Patriots didn't make the playoffs that year 11-5. So, no, it's not all equal, but the division they're in, Chris, I think if the Rams lose that game, it's – they're 5.5 feet under if you're talking about making it to the playoffs this year.
One of the bigger games, I guess, of course, stunning. The Cowboys and Eagles are playing on Sunday night.
I got to write that down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My guy, Doug Peterson, he guaranteed a win.
Love it.
They're 3-3. They're tied atop the NFC East with the Giants in Washington, though, lurking.
They're lurking.
They're
two
lurking.
Two back at 1-5.
Yeah.
I know the Giants have got two, right? Are they 2-4?
Yeah, well, Washington is 2 back at 1-5. The Giants are 1 back, 2-4.
2-4.
And the Giants host Arizona.
Oh, there you go.
That's Daniel Jones against Kyler Murray.
Oh, geez. I'll tell you, so the Giants could be just one game out of first, tied for second if they win.
If they win.
How about that?
But, you know, one of those guys was the number one pick in the draft, and the other one was, what, sixth?
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Number six? So that's an interesting game. That young man from Gainesville who won a national championship at Clemson, he goes to Indy, Houston at Indy. Both of those teams, their last win was at Kansas City, right? The Colts are off a bye.
Yeah, that is correct. I'm looking to see if we have any old Super Bowl matchups.
Yeah,
here.
We got Raiders and Packers.
So that was Super Bowl II. Have Jacksonville and Cincinnati, no, they're on the same side.
Yeah.
Let's see. San Fran and Washington, same side. Yeah, I guess that's the only one.
Yeah,
a lot of intra-conference.
We've had a couple of, conference championship matchups, mm-hmm. like the Jets and the Patriots, the Bears and the Saints, and the Dolphins and the Bills.
Let me ask you something. Do you have to pay for this site that you're on right here?
Yes.
I mean, I'm just seeing a lot of moving numbers here.
It's a small fee. It's worth it, though. It pays for itself in the end.
Check it. See what hockey's doing over there right now.
Oh, you want hockey?
Yeah, let's see. Let's get Brame to give us some good NHL action tonight. All right, who we got? My dad's in from Dallas. All right, they're at the Penguins tonight.
Who do you want? Dallas?
The Dallas Stars are at Pittsburgh. That's your second game there.
Yeah, it looks like Dallas is going with a backup goaltender since he's in.
Murray's really good for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but Kuba Bobin for Dallas.
I don't think he's from Fort Worth.
I don't think he is either, but they look like maybe they might be the play tonight.
Plus 145?
Plus 125. There's a 133 out there if you like that, so.
Man, that's the first I've ever seen this site. That's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Detroit looks pretty good at Edmonton tonight, too. That's tasty.
Gretzky's out.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
The Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah.
What a team. That's a nifty site you got there.
Yeah. I know it's
a lot of info. And I just
– things are fluid.
Yeah, that's like I said, when one of those boxes went from – yellow to red, it kind of caught my eye. It's like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. So we like the – I like the Falcons. You don't necessarily like them.
It's hard to go with them. I backed them in our pool when they played the Titans. It's like, all right.
Oh.
They got – you know, this is one – they got to win, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, they got it. You know what happens when you got to –
then it's best just to put them on the no-fly list.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, I did take Arizona in our pool last week, and that came out well.
Yeah, it did.
But what's amazing, though, too.
That missed extra point was huge to avoid overtime.
What's amazing, though, that record they have against the AFC. It's unbelievable. Was it 1-11 going back to the Super Bowl?
And then
now?
I guess it's 10. What is it? 11 or 12 straight losses now because they played how many in a row? The Titans, the Colts, and the Texans. But they all played in a row this year.
Yeah, so you would have had four each of the last 2 years, and then, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that one too. That's part of Dan Quinn's losing record to the AFC. All right, so there's today's 5 at 5, brought to you as always by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.